Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Title, A World Record Christmas. People stroll through an outdoor Christmas market of stalls strung with ornaments and filled with holiday gifts. Children line up for a photo with Santa. A tall man, Eric, and woman with wavy golden brown hair, Marissa, decorate a pine tree in a plaza outside the Brookswood Library.
I have an idea. Go with me.
Okay.
We leave the Christmas decorations up all year long. That way, we avoid the Christmas sprint.
I like it. I think other people might find it questionable.
How did we get so far behind?
Work, kids, life.
We don't even have a Christmas tree. It's a week until Christmas.
We'll get a tree.
I haven't done any shopping.
Plenty of time for shopping.
Yeah. Okay, I think it's done. That looks great.
Yeah.
Good job.
Ready to do the inside?
You gotta do the inside?
Yeah, think of it as our quality time.
The woman frowns and shrugs.
I'll take what I can get.
Oh. My wise buddies.
Okay.
That is a good look on you. Holding the baby.
You're funny.
A boy and girl run in.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Parsons.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Eric.
Hi. Hey. How was your last day of school before break?
Good. Every class had to sing a different Christmas carol.
Yeah, we got Hark the Angels Herald Sings, which has to be the weirdest song ever.
Yeah, why is there a Christmas song about a singer named Harold?
I do know a bus driver named Harold who hums.
Harold Ramis. He was in old movies. Eric, did he sing?
I don't know, but you know who does sing? Harold Styles.
That's Harry.
Right.
How's about Harold Belafonte?
Also Harry.
Does anyone want to help me decorate?
Yeah.
Lovely.
I come bearing good news from the CCCC.
Oh, the Christmas Coalition on Chocolate Cake.
Nope. Although I do love chocolate cake.
Yeah, me too.
Chamber of Commerce Christmas Committee.
That was my next guess.
Mm-hmm.
In keeping with our tradition of record-breaking, Brookswood will attempt to wrap the most gifts in 1 hour.
We have a tradition of record-breaking?
Brookswood is home to the longest wooden wharf in North America.
We're totally record-breakers.
And we're going to break another one this year. The fine folks at Guinness World Records are going to be here Christmas Eve to make it official.
Wow, that is amazing. We'll help spread the word.
Great, love to hear it. You guys have a good evening.
I should probably run.
The girl and boy do a complex handshake that ends in a hug.
See you, Chucky.
The boy smiles. The adults share a glance with raised brows.
You let Amy call you Chucky?
Doesn't sound so mean when she says it.
You know, Charlie, I think I have some Guinness World Record books back in the reference section if you want to have a look. Wow.
Yeah.
A month ago, calling him Chucky would have caused a meltdown. You think he's over the whole name thing?
I don't know. Maybe. Yesterday, he gave me an unprompted hug.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he is definitely full of surprises.
You know who else used to give me unprompted hugs?
No, who?
She pouts out her lip. Eric hugs her.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, hugs are a two-way street.
I know.
Did you know that the world's longest mustache is 14 feet long?
Whoa. Wow. How's he get around with that thing?
He mustache it in his pocket.
I set you up. Oh, I totally set you up. All right, let's light this thing up. Come on.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
The Christmas lights turn on.
This is really nice. It's making cookie time. Ooh, look at you.
Charlie cuts out cookie shapes.
You are getting quite good at this. Now we have one batch to go into the oven. There we go.
Charlie drops a star cookie.
Oh, hey, don't worry about it. Look. All we gotta do is add flour. Here we go. Remember, they don't have to be perfect. They just have to taste good.
Smells good in here.
All right, why don't you guys go and pick out a game, and then I'll finish up in here, okay?
All right, so what game do you want to beat us at tonight?
Nothing with dice or cards.
No dice? Okay.
I'm just not a gambling man. That's all.
Right. I like that about you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Marissa gazes at a family photo collage.
Mom, are you coming? We're playing Jenga.
Okay, give me 5 minutes to clean up the kitchen.
Okay.
The family plays Jenga. Charlie slides out a block.
Oh! Okay, it's Mom's turn.
Okay. All right.
Oh! We're so close!
I sort of feel like I've been here before.
Yeah, because he's beaten me in every single Jenga game since he was a little kid. Mm-hmm.
You do have quite the talent there, kiddo. I can barely balance my checkbook.
Ew, what is that smell?
Cookies! Oh! Oh, those are burnt.
Oof. Charlie covers his ears and shakes.
Okay. All right, buddy. Oh, here we go. Hey, shh. Hi. Okay, just, there you go. Breathe. Oh, it's gone. It's off. You're okay. I'm so sorry. That was my fault.
Charlie, did you order extra crispy? Because these might be perfect.
It's a good thing Eric likes them extra crispy. And hey, we have two other batches, and we can decorate them tomorrow, okay? You gotta go to bed. And dream about all the things that you want for Christmas.
I wanna break a world record.
Oh, buddy, I have no doubt that you're gonna do that someday.
I wanna do it now, for Christmas.
It's good to have goals, Charlie, but very few people actually break a world record.
Eric's right, sweetie. It takes a lot of time, a lot of work. Maybe it's something that we can try and do next Christmas.
Charlie frowns and leaves the kitchen. In his room, he sits at a desk reading. Marissa leans on his door frame.
Night 7:15. Okay, bud?
Charlie nods but doesn't look up.
Hey. You okay?
Marissa comes in and rubs Charlie's back.
Do you think my real dad is gonna come here for Christmas this year?
Honestly, I wouldn't get my hopes up.
Last time he came here was on Christmas Eve. Remember?
I do, yeah. It was a long time ago.
But maybe this year he'll show up. I wrote him a bunch of emails.
Has he responded?
No, but you said he's a busy guy.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. He is. But you know what? I'm gonna be here. And Eric's gonna be here. And we are gonna have ourselves a great Christmas.
I'm gonna write to him and tell him someday I'm gonna break a Guinness World Record.
Marissa nods and smiles.
That sounds like a really good plan. But for now, you gotta go to bed. Okay? Lights out. Yes!
She tucks Charlie into bed.
Right? I love you so much. Get some sleep.
She turns off the light.
Good night.
Charlie closes his eyes. Downstairs, a fire blazes in the fireplace. Marissa and Eric sit watching it.
What's wrong?
Charlie. Every Christmas, he thinks his dad is gonna come just like he did that one time. He's been emailing.
But he hasn't heard back.
Of course not.
You know, Charlie can always call me dad.
I know that's something you've wanted forever, and I do too. But Charlie needs a place to put each label, and Peter's his biological father, and I think calling you dad just confuses him.
So for now, I'm just Eric.
Oh, you're not just Eric. I think we need a date night.
Oh, I like that idea.
Tomorrow?
What about Charlie?
I can see if Amy and Jane can come over.
Sounds good.
Charlie and Marissa decorate cookies.
So, you and Eric are going out?
That is the plan. Amy and Jane are gonna come hang with you.
Yes. Are you two gonna kiss?
Well, that is none of your beeswax. But, I mean, he's my husband, so if we want a kiss, then maybe we will.
Ew.
Got it. You know what, Eric is. He's always there for you, right? Have you thought any more about maybe calling him Dad?
I don't know. It just doesn't feel right.
Okay. I don't ever want you to do anything that doesn't feel right. But if you ever decide to, I think you'd like it.
Charlie smiles faintly.
What about my real dad?
What about him?
Did you love him? Like, before you had me?
Of course. Yeah. But you know, we were really young and your dad was always busy with work, you know? He's a really ambitious man.
Did he leave because I'm autistic?
What? Oh, honey, no. No. Absolutely not. Your dad loves you so much, and you should know that you were born a product of nothing but love. So, so much love.
Maybe when I break a world record, he'll come watch me. I'm gonna write to him.
Charlie dashes out of the kitchen. Marissa watches him go, then covers her face with her hands and rocks on her feet. At the library, Eric pushes a cart of books.
Oh, hey, there you are.
Barrister Hartman. How's the busiest lawyer in town doing?
Well, I'm working on a Saturday. That should give you some indication. Is Marissa around?
No, she's at home with Charlie.
She left early yesterday. I forgot to give her these public records for her to file.
I will make sure she gets them.
Thanks. I don't know what I would do without your wife. She is the best employee I've ever had.
She is the best wife I've ever had. I mean, she's the only one, but still.
Sounds like we should both spoil her for Christmas.
Actually, I am taking her out on a date tonight.
Oh, that's great. She's been saying you two haven't had enough alone time lately. You don't want things to get stale.
Right. No, nobody wants stale.
No, because then they end up seeing me in divorce court.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you two are there.
Oh.
I'm just saying, you know, it can get like that with some people.
I get it. Don't let things get stale.
Right. I'm gonna go before I get myself into more trouble.
Okay.
Enjoy your evening.
You too.
Eric's brow furrows. Charlie watches Amy arrive at his house.
This will be fun tonight, kiddo.
Hey.
Charlie waves and greets them.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, this handshake.
Mom, you made Christmas cookies.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Oh, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We love spending time with Charlie.
Well, he loves spending time with you.
Well, that's good.
Is it weird that I'm nervous for a date with my husband?
No, I think it's great that you're nervous. It means that you still care. And gosh, you look stunning.
Oh,
as usual.
Thank you. Well, we won't be out late, and just call me if you need me.
I will be. You just okay, go. Okay. Have fun.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay,
bye. I'm going to eat all her cookies.
Gary, I'm closing up. You're good.
Wow, you look like $1 million.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes, and thank you, Gary, for stealing my line.
See you tomorrow.
Have a great night.
Gary's actually wrong.
Oh. Though.
You don't look like $1 million because he forgot inflation. So you look like $2,001,000,000,000.
Mm-hmm.
Cheesy.
A little.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it. You don't look so bad yourself.
Well, thank you. Oh, I got you something.
The files.
You didn't have to get me. How romantic.
Really?
Yeah. So my boss came by.
She did. We had a nice chat. And she gave out free marital advice.
Oof. Coming from her, I can only imagine.
Well, it's nothing that wasn't true.
Look at us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going on a date.
Us.
Charlie shoots hoops and Amy stands in front of a Christmas tree inhaling deeply.
What are you doing?
Stuffing this tree. Come try. It's like an instant whiff of Christmas.
I like our fake tree.
You don't know what you're missing. But I do know what you're not missing right now. Shot.
What if I break the world record for most free throws made in a row?
Charlie misses the basket.
If you really want to break a world record, it should be something that's more you.
More me?
Yeah, you're awesome. It should be something just as awesome.
Charlie smiles and nods. Marissa and Eric sit in a restaurant with intimate tables, low lighting, and a cellist playing.
Hark, the angels herald sings.
Amy's funny.
Yeah. Charlie's had a little extra spring in his step around her lately.
I think he's always that way with Amy. You know? She's a really good friend.
Yeah, she is.
Charlie's really determined to break a world record.
Mm.
It is all he's talking about.
If anyone can break a world record, it is Charlie.
That is true. Do you think that this is what all parents do on date night?
You mean just talk about their kids?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. They must be newlyweds.
Yeah. Wait, do they have kids and a mortgage?
Right.
What if I break the world record for world's largest gingerbread house?
That would be cool.
Charlie and Amy decorate a gingerbread house. Amy checks her phone.
Whoa, it's almost as big as my house, look.
I could top that.
Okay, so this one's out. You know that seventh grader, Justin Brown? He's been texting me. He's actually pretty funny.
Charlie tenses up and stares into space.
Hey, you okay?
Charlie jumps up and runs out. Amy stands up frowning.
Charlie!
Amy chases after Charlie, who flees to his room. Charlie lies on his bed with a Rubik's Cube.
Charlie? Charlie, are you okay? Charlie!
Charlie fixates on turning the cube. Marissa reaches for her phone.
Hey, Jane. Okay, yeah, we'll be right there.
What's going on?
Charlie won't come out of his room.
Hey, could we get the check?
Marissa and Eric enter Charlie's room.
Charlie?
Charlie is sitting at the foot of his bed, still staring at the Rubik's Cube.
Hey, sweetie. What happened?
After I break a world record, they won't think I'm weird.
Hey. Nobody thinks you're weird, okay?
We can help the town break the record. That'll be cool, right?
I want to break a record on my own.
Well, then, I think he should. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All we have to do is figure out which record you're gonna break and then convince the Guinness World Records people to give you a chance.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Marissa holds up her hand for a high five.
Maybe after I break one?
Absolutely, yeah.
Let me get this straight. You want Charlie to break a world record?
Yes.
Guinness World Records is going to be in town already. Maybe they can give Charlie some time.
Listen, I can understand what you're trying to do, but the process took months. It wasn't easy. I can't use my connections for every kid to try and break a world record.
But Charlie's not every kid. You know this. He has surpassed all expectations his entire life, and he has the most
beautiful heart. We're just asking for a shot.
Please. Ben, just point us in the right direction.
Ben frowns, then writes a note.
This is the number of the adjudicator who will be at the event on Christmas Eve. It'll be up to them whether or not Charlie gets a shot.
Ben holds out the number, then pulls it back.
It didn't come from me.
We understand. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So what record is Charlie going to break?
No clue.
Marissa and Eric lock eyes.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Marissa and Eric run into Charlie in the library.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
We are making a Christmas tree out of damaged library books.
He claims there's a method to his madness. How did it go with Benjamin?
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. We have the number to the Guinness World Records judge.
Did you decide the record you want to go for?
No, but Nana Mary thinks I'm the world's fastest eater.
Only with donuts. I've never seen a kid eat donuts so fast.
Mom gets that for me.
Hey, guys. Couldn't find any more green books, so I brought some red ones, too.
Oh, thanks, Gary.
Hi, Gary. Yeah, that's... help yourself.
Charlie, this is incredible. Also, we still didn't put our tree up. Is this something we should do today?
Oh, Mom, can we get a real tree this year?
Yes, but I thought you had a thing with real trees. You sure?
I'm sure. Oh, but there is someone I need to call first.
Amy wraps presents at home. She answers her phone.
Hey, Chucky. What's up? I thought you were mad at me or something.
Will you go with us to get a Christmas tree? We're getting a real tree.
You like real trees.
I do. I just didn't think you did.
Come with us.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Oh. I appreciate you guys helping, but this is not okay. We gotta do it in a spiral. That's how you do it.
Charlie stacks more books.
It keeps it structurally sound. It smells like the air freshener in Nana Mary's car.
Yes, except this is real.
So many to choose from. How do we choose?
You don't choose the tree. The tree chooses you.
How does it do that?
When you're in front of the right tree, it's kind of like, hallelujah. Let's go, Chucky. All right, well, we'll wait for the hallelujah chorus.
Marissa frowns and follows Eric through the trees.
You okay?
I'm fine. I was just thinking about something your boss said.
Okay. Hillary is a divorce lawyer, okay? So she's gonna be a tad bit cynical when it comes to marriage.
I know. She just mentioned that you said that we hadn't been spending that much time together.
No. I did say that.
It's okay. It's true. Glad to have someone you can talk to.
Look, I just think we're stuck.
7 years coming up. Maybe it's a 7-year itch. Are you itchy?
Nope. You itchy?
No.
How about we decorate the tree? Charlie goes to sleep and we cozy up on the couch. We watch an old Christmas movie.
Christmas Story?
Of course. It's my favorite.
Sounds good.
Come on.
Charlie and Marissa find a tall tree.
This is it.
They count to three.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
That's the one.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. They put the tree up at home.
Oh, yeah. That is going to be a beautiful tree. Good pickings.
Who's ready to decorate?
Marissa gets a call from Hillary.
Hey, Hillary. Yep, no problem. Okay. So who is ready to decorate?
Tomorrow.
I'm sorry, guys. I have to go into work for a bit.
It's fine. I can always practice my Rubik's Cube.
So, rain check, Christmas Story?
No. We are going to make this happen.
You know, let's play it by ear in case you're tired. Or...
No. I'm going to be home. We are going to watch Christmas Story, okay? I'll see you later.
Eric puts the lid on the tub of decorations. The sun goes down. Marissa and Hillary sit in the office. Marissa yawns and Hillary eyes her.
I'm not bored, I'm just tired.
Do you need me at the deposition?
No, I should be good as long as we finish up here tonight.
Thank you. You're a good friend and boss.
Speaking of marital issues, I am so sorry, but my big mouth might have said too much to your husband. It's fine. I handled it. And not that I want to throw gas on the fire, but I saw Peter yesterday at the courthouse down in Northbridge.
Peter. Charlie's dad, Peter.
Yeah, apparently he works for a law firm down there.
Do you know what firm? It's not for me. No. It's for Charlie. He is really wanting to connect with him.
I can make a call, find out if you're interested.
You know what? It's fine. If he wanted to get in touch with us, he could.
Are you sure?
I am, pretty sure that I'm sure.
Let me know if you change your mind.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Marissa tilts her head and frowns. Charlie and Eric sleep on Charlie's bed. The Christmas Carol book is open on Eric's chest. Marissa tiptoes in and pats Eric.
Hey. Sorry to wake you. I just don't want you to get a stiff neck.
Oh, thanks.
He was asleep by Marley's ghost, and apparently I was shortly after. What time is it?
Super late. Hillary has a big deposition in the morning. Rain check on the movie.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on. Go to bed. Good night.
Marissa tucks Charlie in and smiles. She turns off the bedroom light. Charlie sleeps peacefully. The next day, Charlie rapidly turns the Rubik's Cube in the library.
Done. It's fine, you'll get there. Just breathe and keep practicing.
I'm not even close. The world record is 3.47 seconds. Mm-hmm.
If it makes you feel any better, it would take me 3.47 years.
Hey, guys. Oh, I brought sandwiches.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I cannot stay and eat them. I have to go back to work. I have a call. But we have got to set aside time to call the Guinness World Records judge.
Right.
Don't call them. I'm not going to do it.
Charlie's not quite there with the record yet, but he'll be fine.
No, I won't. No wonder my dad's embarrassed of me.
Hey. Hey, that's not true. That's... Charlie, that's not true. I can push
no,
my call.
It's okay. It's fine.
Are you sure?
Go. Yeah, I got this.
Marissa frowns and shakes her head. Eric finds Charlie alone leaning against a library shelf. He's staring at books about autism.
Okay, buddy.
All of these are about me. I just wanted to be in a book that wasn't in the psychology section.
Charlie, these books are about autism. They are not about you.
If I can't do the Rubik's Cube,
what will I do?
I don't know. But I don't think hanging around here is gonna help us figure it out. So how about we go do something fun?
Can I choose the fun?
Sure. What are you thinking?
I've never ice skated before.
Grab your coat.
Charlie smiles and follows Eric out. Marissa carries files to Hillary's desk.
Hey, Hillary. I changed my mind about Peter. Can you get me that info?
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure that I'm sure.
All right. I'll get you the info.
Thanks.
Eric and Charlie skate on the indoor rink. People glide gracefully around them. Charlie takes awkward steps.
Yeah? Come on.
I've seen you ride a unicycle. If you can do that, you will definitely be able to ice skate.
What if I fall?
Well, everyone falls. You just protect your head and try to land on your tush.
Okay, let's do it. And FYI, nobody says tush anymore.
Right, okay. How about bumbo? Yeah? Okay. You ready? Now, there's lots of different methods, but the way my dad taught me is step, step, glide. Step, step, glide. Yes! Step, step, glide. That's it! Step, glide. Yes! That's it!
The family decorates the tree.
Oh. I think you did this one in the first grade. Charlie, I'm so proud of you for skating.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even fall. Eric taught me step, step, glide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a classic technique. Mine is more like wobble, wobble, fall.
Marissa picks up her phone and leaves the room with a frown.
This is the one with my dad.
Yeah. Come on, buddy. Why don't you hang it somewhere special?
Charlie hangs a framed photo of himself as a toddler in the arms of his smiling dad.
Peter works for Shaw Law Firm in Northbridge. Apparently, he's the new probate lawyer.
Probate? Didn't expect that.
Actually, I need some files from the courthouse down in Northbridge. I was going to send for a courier, but if you fancied going there for some reason...
You know what? Yes, I'll go.
Great. I'll text you the info.
Okay. Thanks, Hillary.
Marissa hangs up and twists her lips to one side.
Okay.
The star blinks on atop the tree. Charlie grins.
And done.
No. A tree is not finished without presents.
What? Are you leaving again?
No, not now. But Hillary just needs me to go to Northbridge to handle a few things.
Northbridge?
Mm-hmm.
Can I come?
Yeah. Maybe we could all go.
Do you want to tell Charlie about the last time I dragged you to a courthouse for work?
No, I do not. Charlie, we're out. Boring.
I can already tell what this is.
Jenga. Well, then you should just go ahead and open it.
Charlie pours out a colorful new Jenga game.
There you go. Look at that.
Charlie, the world record for balancing Jenga blocks is 1,400 Jenga blocks balanced on top of a single vertical block.
That's a lot of blocks.
There's 54 in a box. I could do that.
Really?
Charlie nods.
I think we just figured it out. Jenga blocks it is.
Jenga blocks it is.
Marissa hugs Charlie tightly. Marissa pulls into the parking lot of the Shaw Law Firm. A woman inside greets her.
Hi there. Can I help you?
Yes. Hi. I'm from Hartman Family Law up in Brookswood, and I'm looking for a probate lawyer, Peter.
Do you have an appointment?
No, I do not.
I'll see if he's available.
Okay. You know what, actually, it's fine. I'll come back at a later time. Thank you.
Marissa?
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Peter.
Wow, I thought I recognized that voice.
Hi.
How long's it been?
5 years.
Has it been 5 years?
It has, yeah, it has.
Wow. I bumped into Hillary the other day. She must have told you I worked here.
She did.
Thought so.
Actually, Charlie has been trying to get in touch with you. He's been emailing you a lot. Are you getting them?
Huh. Well, you know what? He's probably emailing my old email. Yeah, give him this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course. How is Charlie?
He's great.
Yeah?
Yeah, he is. He's such an incredible kid. I'm so proud of him.
Must be getting big now. Do you have any pictures of him?
Yeah, I do. There.
Oh, yeah, look at him. He's definitely taller. He must get that from me. Ah, what a good kid.
I know.
Listen, I have a meeting, but what are you doing for dinner tonight? Can I take you somewhere?
No.
Oh, come on. You gotta eat, right? I promise I won't keep you out late. I just wanna, you know, catch up, hear about Charlie.
Hi, Peter.
Yeah?
The meeting is starting.
Okay, copy that. Listen, I gotta run, but tell you what, meet me out front of the office at 5:30, okay? I'll see you then.
Marissa opens and closes her mouth. Charlie finishes the tree made of books.
Wow, that is so cool.
Isn't it? If you stack it, they will come, apparently, because this is the most people I've had in the library in a long time.
That kid is something else. Does he still want to break a world record?
Oh, yeah. We didn't tell you. He's going to balance Jenga blocks, which reminds me I just need to find about 1,000 of them.
And the Guinness World Record people are okay with this?
They don't know yet.
Ah.
Hey, honey. You almost home?
No. I'm still in Northbridge.
I'm gonna be a little late, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you want us to wait for you for dinner?
No. You guys go ahead and eat.
Okay.
We'll drive safe.
I will. Thanks, honey.
Charlie! It's just me and you for dinner. You know what that means.
Charlie's choice.
Can I get in on that?
I would love that, Mother. Are you going to pay?
Now, that was great, fish and chips. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear about the fight at the fish and chip shop? Fish got battered.
Oh.
That was actually funny.
Thank you, Charlie. Hey, I'm here all night.
Can I go practice my Jenga?
Yeah, of course, buddy.
Fish got battered.
You have done such a great job with Charlie.
It hasn't always been easy, that's for sure.
Never is. You think you were such a piece of cake?
No, I know I was not a piece of cake.
Not to pry, but do you think I might be blessed with another grandchild?
I wish. Every time I try and bring it up, Marissa says, maybe someday.
No pressure, but you're not getting any younger.
Well, neither are you, Mother. I know. I'm sorry I said that.
You said that!
Marissa and Peter go to a restaurant.
Oh, never thought I'd be back in Northbridge, but here I am.
Well, it's a nice town. We'll have a table shortly. You can wait by the bar if you'd like.
Okay, great. Thanks. It's busy.
Peter and Marissa lean on the bar. She forces a smile.
So how long have you lived here?
How long have I lived here? Geez, almost 2 years?
You've lived here for 2 years?
Yeah, crazy, right? Although, not quite. Almost 2 years.
Brookswood is an hour's drive from here. You know, where your son lives?
Yeah, you know what? I should come visit you guys. What are you drinking? I'm gonna get this guy's attention. Excuse me, sir. Okay. Never mind.
Marissa presses her lips closed and shakes her head.
I gotta go.
What? Hey, Marissa.
You're gonna do whatever you wanna do. You always have.
Marissa leaves Peter frowning at the bar. At home, she and Eric make a call.
Okay, here we go. For Charlie. Okay.
Guinness World Records, this is Ophelia Bennett.
Hi, Miss Bennett. I am Marissa Parsons calling from Brookswood.
Oh, Washington State. I'll be up there Christmas Eve. How can I help you?
My husband and I are calling on behalf of our son, Charlie. He wants to break a world record.
That's great. You can go online and start the application process and get him in the system.
Okay, do you have any idea of how long that process takes before you can actually see him?
If everything looks good, best case scenario,
around 12 weeks.
Is there any way to expedite the process to, say, Christmas Eve, since you will be in town already?
No, I'm afraid that's nearly impossible. My schedule's
very tight. So after your town's event, I'm going to be rushing home to be with
my own family for Christmas.
Miss Bennett, is there any way that you could make an exception just this one time? This is very important to Charlie.
Well, and to us.
Okay, let's just back up here. Which record is Charlie looking to break?
Most Jenga blocks balanced on top of a single block.
Right, okay, that's a tough one. That's gonna require much more time than I'll have.
He's very fast. He has incredible focus, and I mean, you should see him.
Miss Bennett, Charlie's autistic, and he has faced so many challenges in his life, and he has triumphed over every single one of them.
He is truly just...
He's an extraordinary kid. So could you just please give him a chance?
I'll tell you what. I would like to meet with Charlie...
on a video call today at 3 p.m. if possible.
And if everything goes well, maybe I'll give him a shot.
We will call you
back at 3 p.m. with
Charlie, this is the best Christmas present.
Okay, well, I'm not promising anything, but I would like to meet him.
Okay, thank you so much, Miss Bennett.
Thank you.
Of course.
Wow. Nice.
Nice.
Look.
Oh. Snowing. That's a good sign.
Should we wake Charlie?
No. I actually have an idea.
When was the last time you did this?
Not since I was a kid.
When I was a kid, we used to play this game where we would look up at the snow and see who blinked first. A game.
Always.
Ready?
Ready.
Set. Go.
They lie on a blanket and snowflakes flutter down on them.
Yes!
Okay.
It's hard.
You win. That's 2 out of 3.
We should act like kids more often. We're not that old. Yet.
I agree. So, speaking of kids, what are your thoughts on having another one?
I don't know. Maybe someday.
Did you say Sunday? Because I can do Sunday. I think I'm pretty free on Sunday.
Eric gazes into Marissa's eyes.
Is this something you really want?
Yeah. They always have. When I look at you, you're such an amazing mom. Charlie is incredible. He'd be a wonderful big brother.
Marissa smiles and holds Eric's mittened hand.
I'll think about it.
Are you thinking about it right now?
Well, guys, Charlie?
Yes, okay, here we are. Just be yourself.
Who else am I supposed to be?
Good point.
Okay.
You ready? Okay. Hi.
Hi, Charlie, is that you?
Yes, Miss Adjudicator, I am me.
Okay, well, you can call me Ophelia.
And, Charlie, I wanted to introduce you to my daughter, Sophia.
We just found out recently that
Sophia is also autistic.
Nice to meet you all. Welcome to the spectrum, Sophia. It's not a bad place to be, so don't let people tell you it is. Sometimes it can even be your superpower.
Oh. I love superhero powers.
She does.
So I hear that you want to break a world record with Jenga blocks.
Yep. Balancing them all on one vertical block. I'm really good at stacking things.
So, Charlie, why do you want to break that record?
So I can show the world that autistic people can do great things.
Aww.
And so my dad will be proud of me.
That is so sweet. You know what? Usually I ask a whole bunch of questions, but I only have one more for you. What do you want for Christmas this year, besides breaking a record?
Maybe a baby brother? I'll even take a sister.
Oh, okay. Did you hear that, parents?
Loud and clear. That's a bit of a tall order.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to fast track you.
No.
But you have to do it in the town square before your city's event.
No sweat.
All right, we'll see you on Christmas Eve, which is just under a week away, so you better get practicing. I'll be in touch with all the documents and the rules to make it official.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Miss Bennett. Thank you.
Want to hit the button?
Marissa hugs Charlie.
Wow. Oh,
so happy for you.
Amazing.
I need to email my dad and invite him to come watch me.
Oh, buddy, I think you've been emailing his wrong address. Here, this is the new one.
Marissa hands Charlie the card.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Charlie leaves and Marissa buries her face in her hands.
When he said that he wanted to break the record to make his dad proud, it just, like, broke my heart.
Where did you get Peter's new info?
Hillary ran into Peter, and I said
thank you so much.
Oh. I'm gonna break a world record.
But yes, you were gonna break a world record.
Break a world record.
Oh. Do you want to celebrate with pizza or
whatever your heart desires? I'm so happy for you.
Me too, buddy.
Charlie and Damie see Santa.
It's getting
so big.
I know.
Oh,
it makes me happy, sad. You know.
Yeah, I do.
Eric wants another one. Charlie, too, apparently.
Wait, another kid?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'm thinking about it. It's a big decision.
Yeah, it is. Can I give you my 2 cents?
Please.
Because I do. When we first met, you were raising Charlie all on your own. And you handled everything with the most patience and grace and love possible. This time, you would be doing it with an amazing husband in a solid marriage.
It'd be good. I saw Peter the other day.
Wait, Peter.
Yep.
Why?
Charlie hasn't stopped talking about him. Asking for him, he wants him to be here when he breaks the record. So I felt like he needed to know. Didn't go great.
What did Eric say?
I haven't told him yet. I know.
Oh, no. You have to tell your husband.
I know.
You can't keep things from each other. It's a slippery slope.
No, I know. I'm going to tell him.
Thanks,
right,
Santa.
Okay, let's go get them.
Okay.
Bye, Santa.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So, what'd you wish for?
I asked for world peace.
Oh, of course you did.
She also asked for an e-bike.
Of course she did. What'd you ask for, Charlie?
I wished for my dad to see me break a world record.
Marissa raises her brows at Jane.
Come here, got a surprise for you. So, and every one of these ornaments is a Christmas list from a family who can't afford to buy presents. So we are gonna pick one and we're gonna buy the gifts for them.
Amy and Charlie pick cards from the tree.
Kids' toothbrush, kids' warm socks, winter cap, pink or red. These aren't even toys. They're like everyday necessities.
Yeah, you see how lucky you guys are?
I want to do something for charity when I break my world record.
That would be cool. What if people decorated their own blocks? And for a donation, Charlie would use them in his world record attempt, and we could donate the money to charity.
I want to help autistic kids.
Guys, I love this.
Me too.
This is such a good idea.
It's the best.
Oh, it's like a holiday block party.
Come on, that's genius.
You and Eric and your jokes.
I know, I'm sorry. That was bad.
I will ask Benjamin if we can set up a booth in the town square because we're going to need all the help we can get.
We will.
Hey, Mom, can I go ice skating with Justin later?
Just the two of you?
His dad's going too.
Sure, I guess that's okay.
You want to come too, Chucky?
Charlie trembles and shakes his head.
So we have our list?
Yeah.
Yeah? Let's go.
Hey.
Come on, bud.
Come on, kiddo.
Okay.
Marissa and Charlie arrive home and peel off their winter clothes. Marissa texts on her phone. We are home. Had a great time. Where are you? Eric texts. It's a secret. Be home in a couple of hours.
A secret. Okay.
Eric runs into Hillary at a home goods store.
Hey.
How goes the Christmas shopping?
Hi, Hillary. Trying to find Marissa the perfect gift is not easy.
I actually need to get a Christmas gift for your wife. Want to team up?
Yes. Yes. I that would be great. I could use your help. I was thinking scented candle, but then after you smell all of them, then they all start smelling like vanilla.
Why don't I get her the scented candle and I help you get her something a little more romantic?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at this.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I think this is the latest I've ever sent out Christmas cards.
Marissa looks at the family photo.
That was a fun day. Do you remember that?
It was the summer, and the two of you, you and Eric, were pretending to be cold so we could take our Christmas photo.
Charlie smiles weakly.
Is everything okay with Amy? You can talk to me about anything. Especially the girl stuff. I happen to be one, you know.
I don't like when Justin texts her. I know, he's nice, but it just makes me feel weird.
Marissa clasps her hands on the table.
That is called jealousy, and it is a perfectly normal emotion.
I don't like the way it feels. What can I do about it?
It's not good to keep our feelings bottled up. May I suggest that maybe you talk to Amy and tell her how you feel?
Do you tell Eric how you feel?
Not as much as I should. Why don't I do it now? Let's call him. Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm with your boss right now.
Yes, I can see that. What are you guys doing? Where are you?
We can't tell you.
Hi, Eric. We have something cool to tell you about when you get home.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Okay, well, have fun.
Bye.
Charlie stares at Marissa in shock.
You didn't even tell Eric how you feel.
I did, you know, I was going to say it in front of her.
Now who's jealous?
I am not.
Marissa and Charlie grin. Marissa's grin fades.
Hillary, thank you so much for your advice. So now I just need to find Charlie more Jenga blocks.
Oh, you were such a good dad to him.
Oh, thank you. Hey, speaking of that, I heard that you ran into Charlie's dad, Peter.
Yeah. Up in Northbridge, it was awkward, but brief.
Marissa was just in Northbridge.
Yep, I had work for her there.
I see. Well, again, thank you so much for helping pick out Marissa's gift. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Eric carries his presents into the house.
Guess what?
What?
We are going to have a fundraiser so people can donate Jenga blocks and money for autism.
Oh, that's fantastic. I have great news as well. No, peeking. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I sent in all your paperwork, and you are now officially official.
That's great. And I spoke to Benjamin about having a booth in the town square, and he loved the idea, so all we have to do is spread the word.
Don't you know someone at Channel 9?
I do. A woman I met through work. Do you think they would cover it?
I don't see why not. I mean, it's big news. Charlie is going to break a world record.
I'll call her.
Oh, man. I better practice.
So, you're hanging out with Hillary, huh?
Me and Hillary were hanging out.
Yeah, she's fun.
She is fun.
I saw Peter in Northbridge. I was there for work. I just wanted to try and get him to come to Charlie's event. I was planning on telling you.
It makes sense. But we should be able to tell each other anything.
I should have told you.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. You know how much I love you, right?
No, I think I need you to remind me.
Marissa leans in for a kiss.
You don't still have feelings for him, do you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking. Well, then, I love you, too.
Eric kisses Marissa sweetly.
This year looks to be a world record Christmas, not only for the town of Brookswood, but also for 13-year-old Charlie Parsons, who looks to break the world record by stacking Jenga blocks. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Carla. We watched you on TV.
Well, I like you already. Tell us, how did you get started stacking blocks?
I put the bottom one down first, and I kept going till it fell.
Sounds like a good strategy. Mm-hmm. Do you stack other things or just blocks?
I try and stack almost anything.
And how many blocks do you need to break the world record?
1,400.
1,400? All balancing on that one vertical block. That's a lot, Charlie.
So I understand you're planning yourself a fundraiser in Town Square.
A block holiday, a party decorating blocks.
Ooh, I like parties. What will you be doing at those parties?
A block holiday.
Jane nods for Amy to join Charlie.
Hi, I'm Amy. Charlie here is hosting a holiday fundraiser for autistic kids. Come down, bring any jingle blocks you have, and he'll use them for his world record. It's gonna be a blast. So block it out on your schedule.
Thank you very much. You heard her, folks. Come down to the town square this Saturday. And Charlie, good luck.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap. Thanks, everyone.
Yay!
Charlie, all the best. We're rooting for you.
Thanks for helping me.
That's what friends are for.
How was ice skating with Justin last week?
We didn't end up going. I was bummed because I haven't been ice skating yet this year.
I'll go with you.
Don't you have a thing about ice?
I learned how to skate.
Really?
Maybe your parents can take us.
Okay.
Charlie and Amy skate together on the ice rink.
Let's get hot chocolate.
Sounds good.
Marissa and Eric skate to the edge of the rink and watch the kids go around. Amy and Charlie waves as they pass. Charlie bumps into Amy.
Hi.
Oops.
Oh, I hope he doesn't get his heart broken. I told him that it wasn't good to keep our feelings bottled up. What if he tells her how he feels and then she doesn't reciprocate?
Well, I think if Charlie decides to tell her and Amy doesn't feel the same way, she'll find a way to let him down gently, just like you did with me when we first met.
No, I didn't realize you were asking me out on a date.
Really? Because I literally asked you out on a date.
No, you didn't. You asked me to go to an ugly sweater party.
Exactly. A date.
Yes, but see, I thought you were just telling me about a party.
Just a party, right?
I was a single mom. I didn't do parties.
Yeah.
You want to know when I did know I was in love with you?
When I made my lasagna.
Well, almost. I mean, your lasagna's really good. You told Charlie and I one of your jokes, and he laughed so hard. He didn't even get the joke, but he just belly laughed, and it was magic. Up until then, he barely smiled. Until you came along. I think he gets his sense of humor from you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
There's more to life than tree sniffing.
Stop it.
Do you know when I first realized that I was in love with you?
Mm-mm.
About 30 seconds after I saw you. I mean it.
Marissa smiles and turns to Charlie.
Wow.
Look how great he's doing.
Hi.
He was so scared to skate.
He learned for her.
Yeah.
Marissa and Eric smile and hold hands. Amy and Charlie pass out flyers in the plaza.
Holiday fundraiser this Saturday. Help autistic kids.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm all out. I think we're going to have a big turnout.
Where's Eric?
He is chasing down Jenga blocks. Some of the ones that he ordered, they might not be here before Christmas.
What if we don't have enough blocks?
You don't worry about that. We will find some. Here, hand me some of those. I'll help you pass out. Thank you. Thank you.
Marissa packs boxes of cookies.
Hey, let me give you a hand.
Eric wears a Santa hat and sweater.
There you go.
Yeah.
I am loving this Christmas look.
Right, I think maybe I should wear it year-round.
I think you should, too.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Good luck with that.
I'll load them in the car.
Okay, I'll grab Charlie.
Charlie carefully stacks blocks.
at that. You're doing amazing.
All right, you ready?
Mom, what if I can't do it?
Hey. We will just figure out another time for you to do this. The most important thing is that you just have fun.
But everyone will laugh at me.
Nobody is going to laugh at you. I can promise you that. Look at this thing. What you're doing, it takes so much courage. Everybody's gonna see that.
I need more blocks to practice.
Eric is working on that, okay? Come on, we don't want to be late for the party, okay?
Charlie's blocks balance precariously on a single block. People file through the fundraiser where plates full of baked goods are set up. Another preteen boy approaches Sim and Charlie's table.
Can I decorate 4 blocks, please?
Sure. Charlie will use them when he breaks his world record.
That's so cool. I can't wait to see this.
Santa waves on a stage.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, everyone. Charlie, why don't you come on up here? Santa's got a surprise
it's
for you.
Santa. Go.
Amy, did you know about this?
No, go talk to Santa.
Amy, fine.
I heard that you're trying to break a world record.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, here's a set of Jenga blocks to add to your total. And here's a check from the city for $10,000, so you can donate to your favorite autism charity.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Benjamin, is that you?
Don't tell anyone. Remember?
That is incredible. How did Jenga know? What? Did they see the interview?
Yeah, they probably saw the interview.
You.
What?
You called them. You did. You called them.
We don't deserve you.
Yes, you do.
Marissa and Eric hug. Charlie poses with Santa and the big check. At home, Charlie practices by the fire.
Don't even think about it.
What?
I'm making a joke.
I'm not going to make any jokes. This is a very serious business here.
I have some really good ones in the chamber.
Ignore him, Charlie.
You are doing great, though, bud.
You are. This is incredible.
What if tomorrow I can't do it without the people?
Well, first of all, Eric has promised me that he will not tell any of his jokes.
I will not.
And secondly, all you have to do is just zone in. Focus, and if you need any encouragement, we'll be there for you.
And my dad. When I see him, I'll be able to break the record.
You got this, Chucky.
You get an early Christmas present.
Amy smiles and Charlie reaches under the tree.
I need to grab something in the kitchen. We'll be right back.
Eric and Marissa leave. Charlie kneels before Amy and opens a small box with a ribbon. Inside is a heart-shaped necklace.
It's beautiful.
It's how I feel about you. You make my heart beat so fast.
Amy presses her lips together in a tight smile.
That's really sweet. But you're my best friend, Charlie. Let's not go making this all weird.
You think I'm weird?
That's not what I said.
Charlie runs out of the room. Amy stares after him open-mouthed. Marissa and Eric see Charlie go upstairs.
I'll go.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know he felt that way.
No, it's okay. Come here.
Oh. Hey, look. For the longest time, I didn't even know if Charlie would be able to connect or tell us about his emotions, but now he can. This is a good thing. I know it doesn't feel that way, but it is a good thing. Okay?
Eric sits on Charlie's bed.
When it comes to women, there are many, many things that I don't understand. What I do know is they are complicated. Especially with matters of the heart. Your mom didn't love me.
at first. Now, she had her guard up pretty good.
Charlie stares at his Rubik's Cube.
So what did you do?
It took time. It might take time with Amy, too. And if not, at least you still have her as a best friend, right? That's very special, too.
Why does it have to feel so weird?
Because you made yourself vulnerable. And that's a good thing. It means you opened your heart. And if your heart's not open, then the good feelings can't get in.
Charlie smiles. Eric pats his knee.
Hey, buddy. You want to try and get some sleep? You got a big day tomorrow.
If you want to talk more, you know where we are.
Okay.
Charlie nods and Eric leaves his room. Marissa pulls Charlie's curtains open on a bright winter morning.
Rise and shine. It's Christmas Eve.
Charlie turns over in bed and checks his phone. He sits upright and smiles.
Mom!
What?
It's Dad.
What?
He says he'll be there. Oh. This is gonna be the best Christmas ever.
Marissa hugs Charlie. Later, Charlie sets up his block stacking table in front of an audience of chairs. Eric brings him another tub of blocks.
Hey. That's the last of them.
How you feeling?
Nervous. But good.
Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Charlie, you remember Miss Bennett, right? From the Guinness World Records?
Please, it's Ophelia. Charlie, I'm supposed to say good luck from my daughter. You really inspired her, so thank you for that.
Maybe the next time I break a world record, she can come.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I like your positive attitude. So you know the rules. You've got 2 hours to complete your attempt, and that digital clock over there is going to be the timer, and I'll keep track of the number of blocks you've stacked. Sound good? Well, I'll let you get ready.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Good luck.
Thanks.
Hey, buddy. You okay? Just do your breathing.
Hey. Here.
Eric hands Charlie his cube.
I don't think I practiced enough.
Yes, you did. You are so good at this. I have seen you stack blocks standing on 1 foot. You got this.
But my dad isn't here, and Amy's probably not going to come. What if this wasn't a good idea?
I wouldn't be too sure about Amy.
Amy and Jane take their seats.
See? Everything's going to be okay.
Eric, can you do me a favor?
Yeah, of course.
Can you give me a marker, a piece of paper, and some tape? It's from my dad.
Yeah, sure. I'll grab it. Be right back.
I will be right over there if you need me, okay? You got this.
Charlie swallows and goes back to his table. Marissa follows Eric.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm sorry. So sorry that...
Hey, I get it. Every kid wants their father's approval.
Eric, Marissa.
Hey, Frank. I need a favor. Could I borrow a roll of tape? A marker and some paper?
Sure thing.
What do you think is going to happen if Peter doesn't show up?
I don't know. I really hope he does. All I truly want for Charlie is for him to be happy.
For what it's worth, Eric, I think you're a great dad.
Well, thank you.
I know, right?
Right.
Thank you.
Ophelia stands on the low stage and frowns at a clipboard of rules. Charlie tapes a sign to a chair in the front row that says, "Reserved for Charlie's dad." He returns to the stage.
Hey, you ready to get started?
Can we wait for my dad?
You can wait as long as you want, yeah, but unfortunately it's going to come out of your 2 hours because your town's record starts at noon.
Marissa gives Charlie 2 thumbs up.
You got this.
Should we do this?
Charlie nods.
All right.
right. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Ophelia Bennett from Guinness World Records. And Charlie here is officially attempting to break the Guinness World Records title for stacking the most Jenga blocks on top of one vertical block.
Woo! Yeah.
And the current record is 1,400 blocks in 2 hours. Now, if everybody, out of respect for Charlie, can just keep the chatter and the commotion to a minimum, please. And here we go. We're going to do a countdown. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
A large digital clock counts down. Charlie kneels and reaches for a block. He smiles seeing Amy's sign, Go Chucky, world's best friend. Charlie stacks his first block, then gets to work stacking layer after layer. Ophelia watches, counting each block on a handheld counter as Charlie stacks them. 8, 298. 343. Half an hour ticks by on the clock. Charlie glares at the empty reserve chair. He's doing great.
He's doing so great.
743 blocks.
All right, halfway there. 1 hour to go.
Eric and Marissa watch with tense frowns. Charlie continues the tower, almost as tall as he is now.
1,387. 14 more to go.
The tower wobbles.
Ooh.
Eric rubs his face. Charlie sniffs and shakes his head.
He needs to be here. I can't do this.
He's getting overwhelmed.
Why aren't you here? Please come.
You can do it, honey, Chucky.
Please.
I have to talk to him. It'll be okay.
Please come.
Marissa and Eric kneel by Charlie.
You okay?
Is my daddy here yet?
Sweetie, I don't think he's gonna make it in time, okay? But we can tell him all about it later.
You've come so far, buddy. You should go for it. I know your dad's gonna be proud of you, even if he doesn't see it.
Dad.
Charlie's lips tremble and tears fall from his eyes. He reaches to stack a block atop the tower. He lurches suddenly and pushes the tower over with his knee. The blocks scatter all over the stage. Charlie stands behind the wreckage. Ophelia sighs. Charlie runs away.
Buddy, buddy, buddy.
Marissa goes after him, followed by Eric. Marissa finds Charlie in the library.
Charlie?
He's crouched in a ball on the floor rocking. Marissa kneels beside him and hugs him.
Hey. Hey.
Shh. Eric crouches behind them with a tender frown.
We are so, so proud of you.
Why are you proud? You didn't break the record.
You don't need to break records to prove yourself. People love you because of who you are. And you are the most extraordinary kid I know.
Eric's right. There is no one in the entire world like you. And there never will be. I love you so much.
I love you too.
Amy appears from between the library shelves.
Hey, I just want to let you know that the rapping record is starting soon.
How are you feeling? Are you up for that?
Can I have a minute with him?
Are you up for that?
Charlie smiles and Marissa smiles back.
I'll give you some time.
Charlie wipes his eyes and stands up. Marissa and Eric leave him alone with Amy.
Hey, Charlie, you're my best friend, and you're always gonna be my best friend, right?
Right, right.
Cool. So let's just not complicate things too much. Deal?
Deal.
Amy smiles and pulls Charlie into a hug. The clock counts down on the most present wrapped in 1 hour challenge. A group of people wrap presents at long tables, folding and taping at high speed. Ophelia watches them. Charlie, Amy, and Marissa walk in.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
Okay.
Pretty cool, huh? Think we might actually have a shot.
Yeah. Miss Bennett, is there any chance I can have another shot?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Charlie. Unfortunately, you have to try again next year. But you came so close, I was really impressed.
I wish I could try again.
Well, why don't you try? Right now.
It wouldn't be for the record.
Sure it would. Your own personal record. Prove it to yourself that you can do it. You ready? Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
Charlie and Amy prepare his blocks again. Marissa watches with her arms around Eric.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Good. Because I think there's something I'm ready for.
Marissa whispers in Eric's ear, then beams at him.
Are you sure?
I am very sure. I'm sure.
Eric and Marissa kiss passionately. He lifts her into his arms.
Oh! Hey!
Charlie stands beside them smiling. He pulls Eric away by his arm. Charlie leads Eric to the seat reserved for his dad.
You belong here. You're my real dad. You always have been.
Eric holds his hand to his mouth. Tears fill his eyes. He smiles and hugs Charlie.
And you are my real boy.
Eric sits in the chair.
I will fly away.
Oh, buddy. To my
favorite home. Marissa hugs Charlie.
Love you.
Chucky, all set?
Wow.
Marissa sits and hugs Eric.
Ready.
3, 2, 1.
Charlie starts stacking again. Amy keeps count. Inside, people frantically wrap presents.
Hey, have you seen Amy?
Jane sees Amy and Charlie stacking and smiles. Charlie stares with intense focus, adding layer after layer. The people inside stack present after present.
Time's up. No more wrapping.
They all raise their hands. Ophelia smiles at the microphone.
With 1,522 presents, the town of Brookswood, Washington has officially broken the Guinness World Records title for the most presents wrapped in 1 hour. Congratulations.
Jane steps up to the mic.
Okay, wait, sorry. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
To add to that excitement, our own Charlie Parsons is over on the other stage trying to accomplish his very own personal unofficial best. Let's go support him, you guys. Come on.
The crowd goes outside. Charlie is still stacking.
He's in the zone.
He's so in the zone.
Dad, sit down.
He's doing it again.
People file out to the chairs facing Charlie. Amy marks each block on the clipboard.
He's gonna do it.
Ophelia hands Amy the mic.
Here you go.
Okay. A reminder to everyone,
The current record is 1,400. Charlie has 6 Jenga blocks to go.
Marissa closes her eyes. Charlie confidently stacks the final blocks.
One more block to go.
Come on. Charlie, you can do this.
The tower wobbles slightly. Charlie slowly places the last block on top.
1,401 blocks! I'm able to confirm with 100% certainty that Charlie is the Jenga champion of the universe! Congratulations, Charlie. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Marissa runs up and hugs Charlie.
You did it. I'm so proud of you. You were amazing.
Oh. Eric hugs Charlie.
Yes. I am so proud of you.
Peter stands in the distance. He smiles and nods, seeing Eric hug Charlie. Peter turns and leaves.
It was great.
Wait, I gotta get a picture. Come on. Yeah, okay. Get together. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. And say, Jenga!
Jenga!
One year later.
Ta-da! Guess who is all napped and ready to party?
Eric holds a baby.
Oh, hi, my little elf. Where's my other elf?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Is it present time?
It is, yeah.
I got you a henway.
What's a henway?
About 7 pounds. Got you.
That's my boy.
You want that? Is that what you want for Christmas? Yeah?
Okay. Oh, how did you know? Socks?
Oh, it's a purse. I love it.
Here, the check. Oh,
this is so good.
Oh, I have something for you.
A framed photo of Marissa, Eric, Charlie, and the baby hangs on the tree. Marissa smiles proudly at it.